Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Darren Daly at breakfast. And as a regular listener, you will know we love to encourage the likes of wonderful guests to come and talk about wonderful things going on in and around Taunton. Things that are positive and fun and outward bound and whatever. I'm just making it all up now. John Lewis from Taunton Marathon. Welcome. Where was I going with that, John?
Who knows?
I
was following you down the healthy kick. Yeah. That was good. And the wonderful sounded nice. Yeah, well, it is a good event. Yeah.
Anyway, this is John Lewis, who, amongst other things, is the man who is responsible for the Taunton Marathon and has been since time begun, basically, hasn't it?
Well, yes, I've been involved since it started in 1983.
You look like it since time began.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And the compliments keep on coming. So for those that don't know who you are, what you do, and your role in life, just tell us a bit about John Lewis.
Okay, John Lewis, I'm Secretary of Taunton Carnival Committee, which organises the marathon. And as part of that, I am the race director for that event and the Taunton 10K in September.
Tell me what it's like, or tell me what the role entails as a race director.
It entails a lot of work.
A lot of running around.
No. People say to me, you're the man who runs the marathon, aren't you? I say, no, I'm the man that organises it. There's a hell of a difference.
John, you say that every time we have this interview.
But it's true every time we have the interview.
And I ask you the same questions every time. We need to start talking about something else, don't we? So it's not an easy job, is it?
No, it's not an easy job, even after, well, this will be 36 years. There are different challenges every year. And there are the challenges that repeat. There's all the highway stuff, there's talking to the police, it's getting everybody together who don't necessarily think it's the most important thing in their life, whereas I do, of course. But we have a wonderful set of relationships with all the organisations that we need to help put on the event. And it all happens. And I think that's because, as you said earlier, it is a good event. And it's great for the town to be having these sorts of things that get people involved and also bringing people in from outside.
Absolutely. And they do for both the 10K and the Taunton Half and Full Marathon. They come in from all over the place, don't they?
They do. I mean, entering a local race to a runner seems to be anywhere up to 100 miles away.
And it is, but people that do run competitively and do run because they love it will travel to do a run.
Yeah, they will. If they think the run is well organised and it's good for them, they will keep coming back. And we've got club runners from all over the southwest who just keep coming back.
What would you say the difference is between the Taunton Marathon and Half Marathon and any other marathon for those that haven't done it before?
Well, I'd say that we're one of the best organised. We have a gold grade from the British Association of Road Races. We have a 5-page questionnaire to fill in every year about what we're doing. So, we've worked hard to get the standard high and it's stayed high. And that's because of the efforts of the whole team that is there. There's something like 200 people on the day who help put this thing on.
That's all shown. The proof of the pie is in the eating. And, of course, on the day, pretty much every year it sells out. So there you go. There's conclusive proof that it is a very well-organised event.
Yeah. We have good numbers. We can always take a few more. But I would rather that we put on an event for, say, 1,500 competitors or with a nice family atmosphere where everybody is happy and a lot of people know each other.
And safe,
and,
of course.
And safe, yeah. Highways and running and all those things. We do our best to make it safe. And we're all volunteers, and I'm not sure that we could handle a race 10 times bigger than that. It just wouldn't work for us.
I think as well, the nature of the course, it's quite unique in that it's like a half marathon that people do twice if they want to do the full marathon. And that takes a lot of psychology to be able to conquer, doesn't it?
It does. Over the last 30-odd years, runners have fallen into two schools of thought. Those who like to know what they've got to do again, and those who tell me, in words I couldn't say on the radio, that they won't be doing it twice.
It's true, though. I mean, when I go for my runs, I like to do one lap of a nice big run. The whole doing lap things psychologically, and I remember when I used to train as a football referee, I particularly when it came around to the time of year of my fitness test, I always used to panic because I didn't think psychologically I could get around doing 6 laps of a 400-metre course in 11 minutes or whatever it was. I mean, I managed to achieve it, but it was a psychology barrier.
Yeah, and I quite understand that. And I think that's a lot to do with the reason we have three times as many people doing the half as the full, let alone the small issue of a marathon is 26 miles, which is like running from here to Minehead.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad race. The Taunton Minehead race, that would be a good one to do.
Yeah, I think highways might have a view.
I know. Right, okay, so dates, times, and are there any spaces available?
Oh, lots and lots of spaces available. Okay. Yeah, and the race is on Sunday, the 7th of April. You've got until the end of March to enter. Just go to our website, www.tauntonmarathon.co.uk, and you can enter online, or you can ask us for or download a hard copy entry form if you want.
There you go. So you've still got time to put in your entry. I haven't done much training, so I'm not entirely sure whether I'm going to be doing it this year or not.
Well, you know, you've got a few weeks to get your training in. It's not as if you're starting from a couch potato position, are you?
Go to tauntonmarathon.co.uk if you want to get involved, get stuck in. And if it's your first time doing it, good luck. John Lewis is my guest today. John, good to see you again. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks, Darren.